So for a couple of years, we didn't have to worry about the flu. Of course, there was something other big that we did need to concern ourselves with. Well, that seems to have gone off a little bit, but the flu has arrived back on the horizon. And joining us to chat about what we can do about it is Nathan Bartlett, Associate Professor, School of Biomedical Sciences and Pharmacy at the University of Newcastle. Nathan, how are you?
I'm really well, Andrew. Thank you.
Have you had a flu shot?
I certainly have, yes.
Is that keeping it away from you at this point?
Well, actually, no. I did get the flu shot in April because I was actually travelling abroad to a meeting in the US. So I thought I'll get my flu shot in early. I came back and my kids had flu. It had gone to my wife and she managed to give it to me upon my return. And I picked up the flu and became quite ill. I was quite ill for about 2 weeks with the flu at home. It was just a bad flu, but fairly standard for flu. The vaccine probably took the edge off it, but I still became ill.
So even though there are now millions of experts when it comes to vaccinations, we've certainly learned that on social media over the last couple of years. How is it possible for us to have a flu shot yet still get the flu?
Yes, so we need to understand that the flu virus is actually multiple different viruses, and so there are four different flu viruses that the vaccine attempts to target, two from the flu A group and two from the flu B group. It's the flu A group viruses that tend to cause the worst disease, and at the moment it appears that a type of flu A, H3N2, is the primary cause of disease. And this is a particularly tricky virus because it mutates quite quickly, can generate lots of variants. We call them clades or subclades. That means there's lots of viruses that diverge potentially from the way the vaccine is targeting. And the other issue is obviously that the viruses we're targeting the vaccine need to be chosen some months in advance, in September. And so you have to have a bit of a gamble, predict what viruses are in there. And that's been really hard this season because, as you mentioned in the introduction, there's just been no flu around for 2 years. And we really need that data of preceding years, both in Australia and in the Northern Hemisphere winters, to best guess what flu viruses to put in the vaccine. So sometimes we do it really well, sometimes we do it less well. And perhaps this year it's been not so good and the flu vaccine maybe not as effective as perhaps it could have been.
Is it possible also that our own immunity, because we haven't had to deal with the flu for a couple of years, is susceptible or more susceptible?
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant point, Andrew. Certainly that is a key concern as well. 2 years of no transmission due to COVID and restrictions and social distancing and no travel, etc., means that our naturally acquired immunity through normal transmission of these viruses has not occurred. And so that, on top of not knowing which viruses would be transmitting and perhaps not having a particularly effective vaccine, adds up to meaning that, yeah, there's going to be a lot of flu already early this year.
Are there people in our community that perhaps are more susceptible, really, really should get a flu shot?
Well, absolutely. And again, it's very similar to COVID. Flu and COVID cause very similar types of diseases, can range from a nasty cold to a very severe lung illness that can put you in hospital and be life-threatening. So both of these viruses can cause that. So the same type of people are at risk, and that's the elderly, that's those with compromised immune systems, that's people with chronic disease, etc. So, yeah, all of those risk profiles that we've heard about with COVID really do apply also for flu.
My reaction when I get a flu, or what I believe is the flu, is to, stay in bed and then ride it out and just take the fluids. Is that still the best practice?
Absolutely, yeah, it is. I'll put a caveat on that. Certainly in Newcastle and other places in New South Wales, I would say there is the opportunity to go and get a PCR test that will tell you which respiratory virus you have. So it'll tell you if it's flu or COVID or another respiratory virus, which is on the increase, called RSV. It's particularly nasty in really young infants in the first 12 months of life. And so knowing which virus you have is important because it can dictate which antiviral you get. So there are specific antivirals for COVID that are now approved. There's different antivirals approved for influenza. So if you know which virus you have and you think you might be at risk of severe disease, you call your GP and they agree, then you can get on these antivirals early. And getting on them early is critical because they don't work if you leave it too long. But getting on them early is critical.
All right. And getting over it, in my experience, it's best to watch Star Trek Next Generation as you're lying on the lounge through your suffering. What was your experience?
What was my experience? I was just reading a book and just trying to keep up with emails at home. So that was about it, really.
Not very relaxing. Nathan, thank you very much for joining us from the University of Newcastle. Really appreciate the info.
No problem.